Welcome to Mental Muscles, the podcast that will teach you to train your brain for peak performance. Subscribe now for new episodes every week and get your free digital copy of the Mental Muscles Handbook at mental-muscles.com/ebook.
The untold truth on how to become smarter. Not what you think. We all know people who are really smart. We respect them, admire them, and listen to them. But why do we perceive them as smart? It only turns out the habits practiced by smart people, while not always obvious, are very consistent and very interesting. This article takes a close look at the habits of smart people, what they do, what we really mean by smart, and how smart people develop and maintain their reputations. What does smart mean these days? By smart, we now mean successful, rather than simply intelligent. Gone are the days when success at school and the best report card and even the highest IQ assured the smart person success in life. Indeed, what we admire and respect as smart is never solely about cognitive ability anymore, because smart, in terms of success, is now a reference to a lifestyle and a set of precise habits which benefit others as much as they benefit ourselves. Smart can refer to how we dress, how we talk, what we know, what we achieve, how we perform, how we strategize, how we manage, how we lead, how many books we've read, the level of education we've achieved. However, competence in these things alone does not always lead to success. And if we are not successful, people will eventually not remember that they were once smart. What makes people really smart? When we refer to people as smart, we are not usually referring to intelligence alone. Other very important qualities are to play here. The qualities which make someone valuable at work are the real clues to why we refer to people as smart. These include energy, creativity, attention to detail, willingness to make mistakes, commitment, honesty, empathy, ability to communicate. Think about people you have admired in the past. Think about those you have worked with and respected very much. It was or is not likely to be solely for any of the following qualities: having a high IQ, speaking fluently and persuasively, confidence, authority, history of achievement, knowing a lot, being clever. What habits do smart people practice? Think about smart people in leadership. Intelligence will definitely be a feature of their personality, but they will also demonstrate a range of other very specific skills and habits. They will try to inspire others. They will listen to others. They will understand others. They will value the contribution of others. They will allow conflict. They will allow mistakes. What habits do smart people avoid? The things we don't do are just as important as the practices we keep. Sometimes the habits we cultivate, often without meaning to, can be destructive, repugnant, exhaust our time and energy, blunt motivation, and eventually limit our chances of success. Here are some of the things smart people don't do. Talk about how successful and smart they are. Get hung up on things they can't change. Dismiss people who are not as smart as they are. Claim all credit for success for themselves. See themselves as a solo act. Take control of everything. Always broadcast their own contribution. What do smart people all seem to have in common? There are some characteristics that smart people all seem to have, and although they aren't always obvious and may not seem impressive, they all play an important role in the smart person's personality and lifestyle. Curiosity, energy, persistence, enthusiasm, resilience, honesty. Are smart people born with it, or do they just become this way? The answer to this is not really known. It certainly seems that some people are just always seem to be in the right place at the right time. However, those people who are always in the right place have also made the decision to show up there. This may be the difference. Smart people are punctual and enthusiastic. This means they will always turn up where they'll be most effective. Perhaps it's the habits of punctuality and enthusiasm that are the real power. Sometimes smart people make their success look effortless, but this is also deceiving. The hard work behind being smart may just not be something they advertise or share. Their hard work may be a result of ingrained values that may or may not have been learned in childhood. Many smart people are unaware of the roots of the habits they practice, and therefore rarely refer to them. This kind of humility alone can inspire respect. Is it hard to be smart? Even though smart people can look as though they do things effortlessly, the reverse is more likely to be the truth. Smart people seem to choose values and habits they consider very important, rather than seeing them as very laborsome. Therefore, getting up early or beginning projects on time are regular decisions rather than laborious actions. And admiring the achievements of others or admitting that the more they find out, the less they know, are automatic assumptions rather than afterthoughts tacked on later for effect. How can I be truly smart? To be smart, you need to develop and commit to the following 12 effective habits. Courtesy. Get to places on time and be prepared. Respect. Learn by imitation. Allow for prose. Acknowledge the expertise of others. Humility. Don't talk about how great you are or all the things you've achieved in the past. Curiosity. Try to figure out things for yourself first. Remember John Holt's definition of intelligence: what you do when you don't know what to do. Energy. Hunt for knowledge and new ideas. Ask questions. Admit that you don't know yet. Creativity. Make connections between things. Join the dots. Import ideas. Seek the value of all contributions. Courage. Seek conflict and allow it. Head towards failure and allow that too. Patience. Work slowly when you can. Make haste when you need. Gracious. Don't get hung up on what you can't change. Kindness. Make everyone else feel good too, and refer to everyone's contributions and skills, no matter how insignificant. View success as belonging to everyone. Gratitude. Acknowledge and confirm that your success is the result of everyone's efforts, not only yours. Focus on what is really important. In other words, not you. The smartest people in the world are usually the ones who don't make a big deal about it. The fact that they are smart is not part of their success, and it's not something they rely on, let alone advertise to everyone. In other words, they don't care that much about who thinks they're smart, or if others don't think them as smart at all. Final words. We admire smart people, especially if they're successful smart people. And we are often inspired enough to try and emulate their behaviors and achievements. However, smart people demonstrate a set of habits that are based on their own personal values. It is these values we must find for ourselves and use to build our own set of habits.
Thank you for listening to Mental Muscles. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it with others and subscribe to this podcast for more episodes like this. If you want to learn more tips and ideas to train your brain for peak performance, head over to mental-muscles.com. Thanks again, and see you in the next one.